financial aid. Thank you.
Yay. Okay, it's okay if I kind of leave. Sammy, is it just the select board there?
Yeah.
Yes, it's Sherry. Okay, thank you. So this is a mixture of stuff that Nora has got information on, or what she believes projections are, what the library gave us, what Dave gave us, and then just some things what I possibly potentially thought, but everything is up for discussion, obviously, okay? So we can start right at the top with revenue. And this is what the printout is. It's just kind of where we stopped. And I can explain like certain lines that I have additional information on. So right at the top, interest on current taxes. Last year it was about $3,800. We have a budget of $4,000. Nora's recommendation was we keep projection and budget the same. Everybody okay with that? Okay. Yeah. Tax adjustment from the state. Last year it was zero. What was your, Nora's saying zero for projection and budget. And why was that, Nora?
We just didn't get that. We put it under some, it's classified under taxes a little bit differently, but I will follow up with Samantha on that, okay?
Okay. So if she finds that there was something that should have been there, then we'll go back and we'll update it.
Okay.
So I'm going to put your new next to that, that you're checking on that. Delinquent tax principal. We had 189,000 and change this past year. It was very high due to, was that the,
It normally is high, but what you have to remember, and Paul and I talked about this before, is at the end of this year, we're not going to collect all those current taxes. So that's why you have to off budget that. So you can only budget for part because you're not going to collect. We always have 150 or so that are delinquent. So those two numbers kind of offset each other.
It's one of those we don't really know what it's going to be, but we know it's going to be something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we just said, let's leave it at 70 for right now.
Yeah.
And just, the problem. Well, but this is how everybody is. I mean, the hospital the same way. We have to file it by June 30th, and but it's effective October 1st. And,
well, that's 3 months.
But yeah, but we're going based off either actual end of January or February because it takes all that time to prep just like we are now. So it's just the way it is. You just don't know. And I could always put in what end of December is, and we could kind of look quick just to see if we think we should change anything. That's the other. This is through November, the actual call.
But the auditors had told us to be careful with that number, remember? And I know Don was in on this conversation because we don't know how many are going to be delinquent as well. And we're counting on all of that. So,
yeah. I wasn't just referring to that line. I'm saying a lot of lines. Mm-hmm. So interest and delinquent tax, we had 17,500 last year. We think it's possibly going to go down this year. We're at 5731 year to date. So Nora recommended we stay at 13,000. Just stop me if you guys have any. Yeah. Mm-hmm. State aid to highways, it was $94,700 last year. We have a $90,000 budget. We're not expecting any more this year. So this year's projection is $97,563. And we thought we'd leave it around 90 for this next year because we're really not sure what it will be.
They gave us some extra because of the FEMA and stuff this year.
Interest income, the bank is telling us that we should not expect any more interest this year, very, very minimal, if anything else. So year-to-date was $22,125, so we're projecting $22,200. And because the interest rates are supposed to start going back down stuff, Nora thinks we should leave it at the $9,000. based on her discussion with TD Bank. Nora, correct me if I state anything wrong, okay?
Correct. Yep. I know. I talked to Kristen today.
Dog licenses, people aren't registering their dogs. So I talked to Nora about, I think we need to do a better job of maybe advertising for the renewals of this. Put a sign up even when we right before we vote this Jan or March to remind people they have to pay their dog license fees and all that stuff. It might not, but it doesn't hurt to try. So we're only $44 right now, and I was one of them. So projection, we're just doing $100, but I'd like to still keep it at 300 with hopes that people will start registering their dogs again because the year before they were. Liquor license, we kept that flat at $140 a year. ATV stickers, we had 420 last year. We have a budget of 300. Is there a reason why we wouldn't bump that up, Nora?
Because we don't have any this year, but they'll come in, but I don't want to over budget because that's our revenue, Tammy.
Okay.
There's far more than aren't registered in Ireland.
Right. Oh, I agree. Court fines, we had $673 last year. Year to date, we're 280. Any guess as to projection this year?
We're going to say zero, remember, because they're now going into the fund. So it's not going to
Oh,
be
that's
considered
right.
revenue anymore.
Okay, they're coming out of the phone. Yep, you're right. I forgot about that. So I'm going to say going into the fund as I-20. So, well, it's not reimbursement. That is reimbursement. Is this we reimburse them for stuff, or is this
They give
the
us
appropriation?
$2,500 every year from what they collect.
Okay.
Towards the mowing and stuff like
That's
that.
right. So we're going to keep that the
Yep.
same.
Yep.
We don't. That's so you were telling me that's what he was had to do a petition on, but that's not right. That was the
No,
appropriate.
that was under appropriations down below.
Yeah. Overweight permits, we just kept that the same, 150. Current use,
I'm gonna check
Nora
with
was looking into
Samantha.
that as well to see if maybe something was not appropriately documented last year and needs to go there and we should project something. So a couple things we have to circle back on with revenue. Expenses, selectman salary stay the same at 6,500 for next year. Are we okay with that?
Yeah, but I guess everybody needs to be aware. Just to give you an idea, the last 2 weeks I probably had 60, 40 and 60 howls from select one booths.
Oh, I know.
And I year breakdowns. It's just that one shit show waiting was right out of the car.
I really don't have an objection to bumping up the career salary.
It's crazy. I mean,
My only fear with that is if,
I get it.
but there's nothing to say we can't discuss a stipend or something because of extra time. Or,
That's reasonable.
you know what I mean? It, because of all this extra stuff.
I think what we need with the various groups, i.e., the Christmas decorations before the jump right off the page. Nora did some Christmas decorating before you, but Paul and I did all the rest of it. This decorating day is a joke. It's just time consuming. And somebody's got to take it all down because you couldn't get anybody to pull it up. You're
Right.
going to have
Right.
It's not going to be a one either. And
yeah, I mean, don't know what the answer is.
Has there been any discussion of dissolving that, Nora?
Dissolving the beautification? No.
Because there isn't. I mean, Lisa pretty much, and Christine was a little help, I know, but I know she was very busy too.
Right. No. So.
So, I mean, there really is no help out there for this, and it used to be many more people on the committee.
I'm going to apologize if I speak over anybody because I can only hear you, Tammy. I can hear Don a little bit, but I can't hear him. But we did ask that's why we had asked to go in with the Lights of Wells to go in with the MWA because there just isn't enough people. The library said no. So I would present it to the library and say, this is up to you to decorate the library and stuff then. If you want to do this, then you need to get your trustees to do this. Because we had asked to go in with you guys, so it would be much easier in all that. And then the library came back and said no.
But even still, the decorating of everything,
I would put it on their trustees and stuff if they're the ones that want it.
they need to decorate.
We just don't put up as much.
That's just a small point, but I mean,
Right.
we're getting more and more involved with, well, for instance, Paul and I went to the hearing. We were there for basically 8 hours. And who knows, just the volume of service. I mean, it used to be you did a survey 2 or 3 a year, 20 years ago. Now you do a survey a week. And, the involvement with other groups, state, county, this group, that group, is more and more and more. It's not going to change. I mean, I don't mind, like this past 2 or 3 weeks has been a month from hell.
So here's a thought I'm just going to throw out there.
I'm really looking. I think as time goes on, and I'm not a kid, Paul is not a kid. I mean, you look at the time you have, how much time you have.
To what? In
Just
here?
so will be
Right.
it's
We're not making money off
anything
it.
goes on.
No.
I think the people we have a big money, but
Right.
maybe once they get the people, they these excited about
Well, my
the state, the county, various organizations, with increasing time to job. I don't know what it was in the early 2000s.
So what if, and I don't know if this is even anything Sherry would be interested, how many hours do you currently work a week? If Sherry would be interested in working an additional 8 hours a week or just 40 hours a week, and we have her as a clerical to look at some of those surveys and help us with some of them, if that's something you would feel comfortable doing or not. You're
Well,
not comfortable with it?
think it's our next step.
Or
I
get somebody.
normally do those surveys,
But
but the select board wanted to take them over, so I let them take them over. I get the same surveys, and I have to do my section. So I don't mind helping with those because I always have. So it's something that I think Don and I have taken on kind of doing together. So if I'm there, I can have the conversation in person. If not, I can have it here, and I get the same ones, most
I
of them.
think some of it is, I mean, if you did do it, at least take a first stab at it or whatever. I think it'd be nice if we see the final version before we submit anything.
Well, they're online, so you kind of have to do it with me. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of that's gone to that. It's just because, you're not going to be here forever. We're not going to be there forever, but people need to know
Correct.
what's going on. So,
For right now, it'd be alone. Just in the coming years, I think your whole scope is going to change. It's changed in Paulett, it's changed in Ruger, it's changed in Middletown, it's changed in Pulteney. All these towns now have a person doing the work.
Because there's so much the state's asking for now.
Let's see that for regional planning asked for, and just all this general stuff. I mean, some of it obviously you have to have knowledge and have time to really put into it, but a woman that doesn't involve it, if she works a few hours a week, Jonas worked a few hours a week down there. That's basically what he did.
Well, I mean, yep. Well, we could come back to this and it put some money, more money into that line if you think, and we could see. Well, that just covers the meetings that Sherry does for clerical. Our salary. I would put it under clerical. Well, no, what I'm saying is ours would, right, you're saying stay the same. If we were to hire somebody to work a couple extra hours a week or something, we would put it under the clerical, I would think. Or if there's additional stipend, we would probably want to put that separately too.
It's just something to keep in mind here.
Yep.
That burner. I can't imagine it's going to suddenly go away.
Right. So where I was going was like under the next line, the clerical for selectmen. What that is right there is just the $40 a meeting we pay Sherry to do the minutes. We could always put in some extra money in case we find somebody, or, you know, we know of somebody that might want to put a few extra hours here and there when we have a little bit of extra stuff that needs to be done that everyone's too busy to really be on top of. But we can come back to that. That's the $40 every.
But there's just this week, Sherry met with Blake from the car dealer, got the paperwork together for that. I mean, Sherry ran, or Mara, whatever I'll say to Sherry, because it's just happened. Mara's not here, obviously. There's stuff that, you know, if Sherry can write a letter to Joe Hall, or answer this, or answer that, that kind of thing, or Mara can fax something, or email something, or whatever stuff that's just normal day-to-day things that we have to do that we didn't do 5 years ago, 10 years ago, whatever.
So,
grants need to be done. I mean, Dave is pretty good. He works with Nora, and he gets the job. By the same token, when Dave is working with Nora, he's not creating roads and plowing roads and all the travel or whatever needs to be done. But just something to kind of look at.
But that's part of the foreman that they've always had, is him helping with the grants, right? As the foreman?
Yes.
Okay. Well, since I've been on there.
Dave did it when he first got in with
But Dave kind of needs small
yeah.
as far as.
Well, no, he would come in with whatever
labor,
material, labor, parts, pieces, whatever. I mean, a couple of the grants, he basically did. Currently, if I'm on board,
thank
he
you.
Did all paperwork to our federal.
Did you do it?
I've done the paperwork with all these with Dave. I have asked, I gave him those new folders so that he can give us all the information. The problem is we don't have all the information. So I've created these folders so that we can get the information, then Sherry and I can help put it together. So we don't have to keep digging it out. So hopefully we can get a better system together and be able to file them much easier. And I have helped with Dave with every single grant we have done.
Yeah.
The amount of grants we've got in the last 3 years.
Well, the filing is the pain, right, to have to do the actual, I know. Right. I mean, if while Sherry's here, I mean, that's normally during her 32 and a half hours or whatever a week. But if we ask her to work longer, stay or work a different day to help us with something, I could definitely see us paying for that out of our bucket if she's in agreement with that. And we could put a little extra money in that line if we think we might need to do that.
I think probably,
Like bump up to
when they
1500.
shared.
Well, Nora's salaried, so that's different. We can't pay somebody who's salaried extra. Whether she works 100 hours a week or 20, she still gets the same salary. That's the problem. That's the ish thing with salary.
No, we need to increase that.
For when, if Sherry works extra for us, yes, we could do that. So how much do you want to do, like 1500?
Meaning you're at their influence. This year, we've had more emergency and special meetings than we've ever due
So if we say,
so. Paperwork is not out here now.
so 26, so if we did 30 meetings a year at $40, that's $1,200. Why don't we just put $1,500 in? That would cover the meetings, and if there's ever any extra that needs to be done.
I think
That's
that's
not.
right.
What? What are you talking about? I'm talking in the clerical line. Clerical for selectmen. Yeah.
What do you think about that?
Nara?
What's that? Did
Don was
you?
asking what you thought
I
about.
can't hear him. I can only hear you.
Okay, it's the computer.
Well,
Yeah. So,
sit down and real
well,
computer.
this
We gotta get a
is.
microphone for
This
that
isn't
computer.
even the huts. This isn't even the towns because the towns doesn't have word on it. This is the Woodmans.
So I think I was just doing some calculation. If you pay somebody 20, I'm just roughing it out at $20 an hour. An hour a week, I'm just saying an hour a week because it might be 2 hours a week, is what I was trying to figure out. That's 1,040 at just 1 hour a week for 52 weeks.
Right.
So I think
So.
you need to bump that number up by at least $1,000 if you were thinking to have somebody help you. That's only 1 hour a week, though. So granted, some weeks they won't need to do anything, but some weeks they would. So I don't know if you can do it all at one time, but I mean, Gina's also interested in doing, she's asked for more hours of doing different things for grants and things like that as well.
Well, she was the other one I was thinking of that if we
Right.
need help, she may be interested in doing some.
But I
Gina.
think you have to look at a couple hours a week to do that. So I think you're talking to add at least 1500, if not 2000 for that. But I don't know if you can do it all in one time. So you could certainly do it, 1500 this year and then maybe another 1500, but that only gives a
Well,
couple of weeks.
this year we haven't budgeted. That's the
Right.
so it would have to start
For
July.
next year, that's what I'm saying. So you can start adding into that. But I think, $20 times 52 gives you 1,040, and that's only an hour a week. Can't do much with that.
So if we bump it up to
I
just
think
add
it works.
another 1,000, that's 2,040. That's an extra 1,000 to help us with the whatever. We can at least we can come back to it. I mean, it's not set in stone. I mean, we'll look at the whole
Yeah,
thing.
no. Yeah, and I'm just thinking we're cutting ourselves too close when we say we're going to pay Sherry X number of dollars for 24 meetings a year. So it's, when in
Correct.
fact, you're probably going to end up with
1,200,
30.
and that's 1,200. Okay. So 2,500, and I'm going to put 1,200 as a projection, even though we're over, because we do have a few extra meetings that she's had. She's coming to help us with. Okay. So I've got projection 1,200, budget next year 2,500 to give us some extra money for whatever we may need help with because it is getting a little nuts. Okay. Health insurance is based on what we got for the new numbers for this projection and next year, and what everybody's taking for their option. Excuse me, and that's staying with the same percentage rate that we have with them, which is what is it? Where we pay.
10%.
10% and no, they pay 10%. We pay 90%. Yes. Dental has really not changed over the years. It came in at $812.76 last year. So I say let's just bump it down a little bit, because just to try and pull where we can. So I projected 850 and budget 850 next year. The next one, just skip over, because that will automatically calculate once we have all of our salaries in. No, because not all the salaries are in yet. So that's an automatic calculation of the 7.65%, which is FICA of salary. So once we get it all in, it will calculate correctly. Medicare, this has been running about the same. So Nora suggested we keep it at 4,500 for projection budget. The child care contribution tax is the same thing. It's a formula. So that will calculate once all the salaries are in to what it should be. Unemployment, we really haven't had any. Last year we had not even $100, but we're not quite sure what the situation is with some of our employees. So,
Oh,
right. Well, it could happen. So, do you want to keep it at 750 or like lower to 500, or what would you guys think? We've been seven budgeting 750 for this. 750? I'll update. All
I
right.
mean, the state makes you pay it regardless if you can't anybody or lay anybody off.
But if somebody goes out on unemployment, we have to pay more. Okay. Right. Office supplies, $3,000. Nora was going to see what put us, well, we think what put us over last year is because we had a surplus somewhere else. So
Yeah, and
we're
we
going
just
to.
overspent. Yes. Yeah.
So we're going to keep it at 3,000. Yeah. Postage, she fills up pretty much at the end of every year. She said keep it at 2,900. Copier lease, 2,500 is where we think we can go down to for projection, about 2,700 for budget compared to the 3,300 we had.
It's actually a lower lease with a new leak copier.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. It's cheaper than that.
Advertising and stuff. We did 260 last year. We were projecting about 300 this year, but we want to keep that 500 for next year.
This Granville Center here, which is our well, designated newspaper, their prices have gotten absolutely astronomical.
We just got a 720 on tax notices for Rollin.
Oh, so that has to go up then.
What's
When did
that?
the, she said we just spent $720 on tax notices for the Rutland Herald.
Oh, I didn't get that one. Yeah, but we won't have a tax sale next year.
Right, but for projection, we should
Yes, yep.
probably move that up to 1,000 then.
We could
Okay.
add ordinance or something like that. We can add anything we can add.
It's over budget now.
Or budget 500. And she had nothing.
So what we're notice is 760.
So if our notices are 750, then I'll bump it to 750 then for projection.
Okay.
And keep it 500 for next year, the same as budget, or you think?
Thank you.
Yeah, let's hopefully we don't have as much. Health officer expense, we had none last year. But keep it in the budget in case she has something. Should we project zero though? Or keep it in here? We'll just keep it in here.
Protected for now.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Yeah. Officer meetings in schools. We spent $30 last year at 70 year to date. And that's like the one meeting where we do. So we're projecting 70, and we thought maybe lower it to 100 because we only usually spend $70 instead of
That's our
300.
notary training for Sherry and I. We have to pay for that.
If you get a new selectman, he or she should definitely go to a select board school or some kind of
Yeah.
Three.
How much is that course usually? That the day sessions. Do you know how much they run?
They're usually about 70.
All right. Well, then
And
I,
most of us.
so I'll put in 200. Well, that would be in this year's though, right? So I'll do projection 150 and put 200 for next year.
And we won't have that 70 next year because we don't have to do notary next year.
Oh, you won't?
No, we won't have to do notary next year. The year after, every 2 years.
Okay, so
I'd still leave it at 200, Tammy.
yeah. All
right, 200 we'll keep, okay?
Yep.
150 for this year. All right, dues and subscriptions. We're going to keep it at 4,500 if everybody's okay with that. We're still under our budget though. Appropriations, it's what budget is, because of the Cemetery Association. I'm increasing 1,000 for next year because we know the cemetery, or no, the
Neighbor's
food
funeral.
bank has requested another 1,000, and if it passes, that's why I increased that.
Hey, Nora.
Yeah.
Do we have any accounting from them at all?
You would have to request it from them.
Well, I think you should.
I'm going to. I haven't yet, but I'm going to. Insurance. The budget's 28,000. Last year we spent 20,500. We expect it to be up a little bit because we have to insure the new truck while it's getting stuff done to it. So we won't be taking off the old truck and putting it on the new one at the same time. So I think we should just leave it at budget. Does that sound okay?
I think it's time. I think it's time that we go over. I haven't done it in a couple of years. We need to sit down and talk to either Wayne, the sewer, or the other one that we dealt with, as to depreciation or appreciation, or just check on our insurance. It's something I like to do every couple of 3 years, just to
Right.
keep them on.
Yep. Have them look at other insurance company. Well, it's only one, right? But yes, we could. That is a good idea. Legal services. So we have a $5,000 budget. We're thinking maybe projection 12.
For this year, yes.
Yeah, I prided myself for many years on never calling a lawyer other than BLCT.
No.
Blew that out a lot more this year.
So with what we're thinking, we were saying we're guessing maybe around 12 for projection. Usually we budget 5. What do we want to keep it 5 for next year or change it up?
As long as we solve this current issue we're in, that should solve the issue going forward.
But how long can that issue go on for?
Well, I'm hoping it's done before July.
Well, but is that it?
Well, we already know another day now.
Yeah, it's going to be one. It's going to be at least the same as it's been. We don't have her bill yet, which I would guess would be.
Wait a
At
minute.
least bucks.
At least.
Plus the what's the mediator.
So that's why we got 12,000 for this year. Because we got the
Mediator.
mediator's bill already.
Well,
Yeah.
as far as yeah, two options. Both or back off. We either have to do it or not do it. And we're the
Right.
ones that safer.
Well, right. We know what we've incurred, what we could possibly incur even more, depending on how long this goes on. But for next year, do we want to keep it at our current budget? And this, if we go over, that's our reasoning. Or do we want to increase our legal budget? Right, I know that. And there's nothing we can do about that. $4,000, right? No, that's last year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Year to date through November, we spent about 4,000.
And we just got that bill. Sherry can correct me, but I think it's like 1,800 for the mediator.
She had to leave the room.
Oh, she left? Okay.
All right,
So we're
so
already
that's
at close to 6,000.
so we figured maybe double
I'm free
that
to
for this
save
year.
for next year, as long as we get this solved.
Which we don't know. It's a crystal ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can't tell. $1,073 is what we owe right at this point in time.
Oh, I couldn't remember what it was.
Yeah. So we're still within the 12,000 that we're projecting. But as far as after July 1st next year,
I
we
think
don't
we're
know.
Safe at five. I do.
Let's just keep it at five, and if it goes over, we know why.
You say, Nora?
I think we should leave it at five, yes, for next year.
Yeah, let's go with it.
Who knows?
Printing and binding, we have a 2-year contract at 3,200, so that's what we're putting in. Yep. Contract services, we spent 2,800 last year. We have a $2,900 budget. This is for Laurel for the town report, so we keep that the same. Street lights came in a little under 4,000 last year. We had a $4,300 budget. If I annualize it, it's about 4,200. So I did that for projection, 4,300 for budget next
I
year. Well, I'll put it at what our projection is or what our budget is.
Yeah.
They always seem to. So do you think we need to increase the budget or keep it at 43? Okay. Office equipment and software, we kept at $2,000. That's just to update our security and any computers if they go out. Nemrick and Microsolve, we were here under 12,000 last year. We're going to keep at 12,000. We no longer have a USDA mortgage payment. Yay. Delaney Property Fund, they are not requesting anything at this time. The miscellaneous 2000, what is in that is we do a donation to the Woodman for the Easter egg hunt of 150. Reese, we put in for $70 for Christmas wreaths. Election food and paper products of 375. We give $300 to the beautification committee and Christmas tree lighting. And then I have $900 or $1,000 for the flags for the cemetery, the poles, library, whatever is needed. And then 105 extra as a miscellaneous to get to 2,000. 1,000? That's what they've had in there. Hi there. We've had 1,000 in there. You want to join us for your budget or no? That's what we're doing right now. We can skip down to your section while you're here if you want. Is that okay? The 29,000. Where did you see 29,000? Oh, last year.
We had to run something through that. And it doesn't, it wasn't really an expense, but we had to put it back in revenue as well.
So there's a revenue to offset it. Is that what you're saying, Nora?
Yes, yes, there's a revenue to offset it.
It wasn't the flooring, was it?
No. I can't do it. After. I will tell you what it is after, but it was something that ran through with one of the grants. We had to take, we had to pay it from somewhere first, and then we got the money back.
Okay.
We had to run it through. I will get that for you guys.
Okay. All right, we're going to skip down since Dave's here, down to the highway stuff, so he can go home for dinner.
Okay.
Since we can nab him while he's here. Just pound keeping labor and the expenses we kept at 500 each. Highway. So this is where I struggle as far as with the labor part. Looking at last year's the overtime and double time, seems like we're going to be more than that this year. But so last year, like for instance, Dave in the winter, you had 68 and a half hours of overtime. I've got a sheet here that tells me that. So that's what the number I put in here for the labor. This it I estimated their overtime and double time based on the number of hours you had last year. It seems like you started sooner this year. Am I wrong, or I'm just not sure if we should bump that up more.
He sounds really
Can
even now, but we put the wings on the trucks yesterday. And last year they didn't go on until second week in January.
Yeah. So
But
I'm
you know your winter highway budget, that was dark.
and
Your winter highway labor.
right now this year
yeah.
we're short the guy starting morning. Obviously we're And if we get done early enough, as long as Mother Nature raises, we go home.
Okay.
$8 we did today.
Okay. All right. So we'll just want, so that's when I do my spreadsheet. I kind of look at last year's total hours, and that's how I estimate for the next, the projection or next year. But I mean, that's a stab. We don't know what our weather's going to be. So it was, I can't remember, was last year a low year for you guys, even with summer overtime? It was it average, low, high? Do you remember? Okay.
I mean, we didn't get a huge amount of snow in the normal time, but then we got dumped April and March.
Right.
It hasn't happened.
All right. I
Amy,
just
can I
wanted to.
tell you the way we used to do it when, with Dawn and Paul and stuff is I know that you have a spreadsheet, but we used to take the number, like last year's budget number was 75,860. We would take that number and just times it by the percent increase you're going to give them. So rather than trying to figure out what each guy's working and whatnot, we would go up every year. We certainly wouldn't go down. So we'd go up that percentage every year. I know
Right.
it's a little bit different, but because you certainly don't want to go backwards on their pay because you just don't know what year brings what. And then the
Oh,
rest,
and I'm not, but
yeah.
what it is the if you add the summer and the winter
Oh
together,
no, like
Nora, it
yeah.
equals the budget total.
Right.
It just it, we had more winter than summer than we had expected. Is
Absolutely. No,
it's
I get it. I'm saying we just take the percentage and go up from it because sometimes that's safer.
Yeah.
The other thing is you that their pay scale may be different next winter than it is this winter.
Could you elaborate?
What?
What do you mean? Their
This is
pay.
exactly what I said. Their pay scale is
Like a
up.
raise?
Correct. They
Yes.
normally get a cost of living
Yes.
and
We
a
haven't, and I haven't
raise
put
or
any of
whatever.
that. I haven't put that in yet because we haven't discussed that. We know projections will be projection because we already talked about the raise they got July 1st. So whatever we decide for raises for next year would be next year's budget. So this for projections based on what they're currently getting. And then any estimation we want to give for overtime that they'll have in the summer and winter days.
Plus, the other thing that's changed since last year is the fact that in the last 3 or 4 weeks, I believe I've had made three call-ups, which before you call Dave out and you call John, Dave out of the goodness of his heart, whatever, didn't want to look at any of the times you John and I put an hour on. Now we have a mandatory call.
Yep.
Whatever, battery or something.
Yeah. So we probably want to bump that up. Yeah, and that's why I want to have the discussion with you guys. So I agree. I think we need to bump up the numbers. So, and we need to discuss the increases, but we want to move on just to the other stuff right now. That Dave submitted to us. So materials, we have a 60, this is summer highway, sorry. 65,000, you said to keep that the same. It's resurfacing. We have 80,000 in the budget right now. We projected that for this year. You have 90,800 for next year, which seems like an odd amount. Did you come to that somehow?
Yeah. I don't know, 100,000. That little bit we did in front of your house, like, it was 200,000 pounds. You ran ground it, but there's other sections of the road that need to have the same treatment.
Okay.
You're going to blow your whole budget.
Okay, so you're suggesting 100 for next year. Oh, yeah. I mean, usually it's, yes, we better be.
Been 3 years.
Yeah.
When it's due in there again, I'll put it in the next section and try to tie it in with the slide up there so that we're not paving up past them. That next section would ground down too, just like we did in the village.
Right.
Just
sold our right. Yep. Well, knowing that, we also need to replenish some of our fund too, because we kind of wiped that out because we had to pay for it this year. So,
yep.
Right. Culvert purchases, you asked that we go from 7,000 to 10,000. We spent 4,300 last year. Is there a, more you have to, more that you expect to do in that time frame?
When we do the grants and stuff, we upgrade the culverts.
Okay.
I mean, I bought 2, 3, $150 feet of 15 inch for driveways. It's $21 plus. So that's a little bit. You get off. Something where the state says, okay, we're letting you get on. Well, Brooke wrote that. We went from 18 inch culvert to a 5 foot arc for a little mountain stream. And that's what the state said we had to put in. And we got a grant for it. But you're $100 plus a foot for that thing.
Okay. I just thought it's just my job to ask, that's all. But we spent $4,300 last year. So I just,
got good inventory right now. Probably just some of them, dig into some of them.
Right, and might need to replenish them all. But but if we replenish them all, we're still looking at 5,000. So that's why I didn't know if we needed to go to 10 or if we could still stay at the 7. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what I'm saying.
And we still have some we can buy off of this year that we might need want to do before June 30th. Because yep. We've only spent $1,000 right now.
The other issue that you don't want to forget is that we deviated from doing a box culvert on East Wells Road. That's an inaccessible $100,000 project, which will probably get a structure grant for, but probably in getting a structure grant or two different things as fast as road grant has been.
So, what's your suggestion? I know nothing about this stuff. I'm just asking the questions just because I ask questions. So, what do you guys, are you comfortable with the 7 or the 10, or you want to bump up to 10 as Dave's suggesting? I just know there's other places where we're going to probably need funds too. I don't want to cut it short though.
Over there's areas out there that in a green color or blue color or whatever it was.
Yes.
They're in the red color, the orange color, whatever the bad one is.
Yeah, I think about it. They have two or three, but they don't need to see up there today.
Right.
Who's that?
Ellen and Helen.
Yeah.
years. About 140 feet or 18 inches down there in my pile. It's slated for upgrades on land. No, so we bring them into compliance. They're only 15 inches from under the road.
Okay.
That'll kill the pile.
Okay. Winter materials, you suggest we just keep it at the 95,000 budget and projection. Same with independent contracting, 1500, keep it the same for budget and projection. Repair and maintenance vehicles, we've had it at 50,000. Last year we spent almost 63,000. Dave's projecting 50,000 for this year and an additional 10,000 next year, even with the new truck coming. For whose truck is yours? Your, that needs a lot of work, is what you're saying?
Yeah, no, the sensor just popped down in today.
Is yours the next one rotation? Yeah. We need to get on that though, because we talked about ordering you another one so we can get it in here. It's stupid to throw money out the window.
Probably ought to replace your truck and keep the other one.
Well, the other one ain't got much power. I'm telling you, I can tell the difference between my truck and this truck.
Well, his runs it.
But we discussed, I don't know if you want to, if you're waiting for the new one to try it out to see if it's the same one you want or what, but we want to get you on the docket to, so, well, because it takes so long to get here. So that was my thing. Why don't we get it ordered? Unless I didn't know if you were waiting for something. But why don't we get it ordered now? So it's. Right. That's what I'm saying. We got to get going on that. Ordering another one or just getting the current one done? Both. Okay.
All of the above.
Okay. All right. Okay. Ram trucks. Okay. Fuel. Yeah, we don't know. We're projecting a little bit less than we budget, but we want to keep the budget the same budget to budget. Because it's been broken down. I'm just kidding.
What's going on with Russia, Ukraine, Syria, a few other places? I don't believe you're going to see gas for about a half a gallon here just because we had a different president.
No,
so
it'd be nice. Don't know. Vehicle replacement fund we've had at 50,000. I'm suggesting we go to 85,000 because. Well, and maybe we don't have to yet, depending on when we would order another one. But currently, we're going to be paying $35,000 a year for the next 5 years for the one we just purchased. If we were to have a second truck on there, that would be at $70,000 a year, roughly. That would give us like $15,000 extra to start building another fund for a down payment on another third thing we would need down the line. So that's my thinking of why to bump it up to 85, but I'm looking for your thoughts and
because we only have 107, Tammy, in the surplus fund or for the vehicle replacement fund now. So if we take 100,000 and put it down, we do need to start building a little bit. That's why we suggested doing a little bit more because we're going to wipe out the fund.
Yes, thank you for that. I forgot about that. Yes.
The other issue.
What's that mean?
That the women that will have
So we don't have the problem we've had last spring and spring before, which will also put a dent in your vehicle repair.
Right. So all we have is 100,000, 107,000 right now. We put 35,000 toward the new one currently. So we'll have 15,000 from this year's budget going in. So we'll have 122,000 at the end of the year. If we buy another vehicle, we put down, if we put down 100 to get the payment around 35-ish to, you know, give or take, who knows what the interest rates are. If we don't put that down, it'll be more than that.
What did we spend on? You remember?
What year is the grader now? It's 22 years old. So we could take out a longer loan for those. How long? Do you know how long the loan was for the last one?
It is famous. Because we went out and bought it. And that is a little bit.
We're not allowed to purchase one. Right. That's why we have to, yeah.
We get away with that.
I'm just wondering how long you take a loan out for those.
608,000
Well, that's why I'm saying, can we take it out for a 10-year loan or something? I don't know what they allow for those, that type of equipment. Because that would help, it's, you know, spread the cost over the years.
It runs fine, but we had two major repairs in 2 years.
Yep. So do you want me to put it at like 100,000 right now, and we can always come back to it? Oh, I know. It's ridiculous. Maybe the economy will go down that. I know. So do you want me to just put in 100 for right now? Is that what you're saying, to go more than 85, or not sure what your brain's thinking over there? I know. Well, I mean, that I definitely think it needs to go up from 50. How's it going?
If we order another truck, we'll have 1 year or two payments.
Yeah.
Well, more than that, won't we? Well, the next payment is due November of 25. And they're saying not to deliver until 27? Correct. We paid this year's already. You looked at that today, 5.
4 with the down payment.
No, 5 with the down, yes.
The fifth year is not as much. It's less. For some reason, it doesn't equal out evenly.
So the fifth year would be
a less amount. It was like 12,000 or something, not 35 or 32.
This year would be,
so I've got it right here.
It's like you order another truck, spend it roughly twice, so you're going to spend 70 grand a year.
Are you saying they're talking delivery in the budget year 27, 28? Is that what you're saying, if we order now? So then we would have 4 years of double payments. Well, the last year is only 7,000. Let's just say 3 years.
Maybe things will change. Delivery times will improve. But he didn't really seem to think so.
Well, that's why I definitely want to put it in for next year's budget. And if anything, it helps put in the fund for replacement. If we don't get it by then, you know?
Good point. I think one thing we have never done, I mean, is we never had a set program to replace vehicles every 5 years, 10 years, whatever. And we need to do
We've talked about it.
Did the town plan on capital expenditures were put in there and replaced the vehicles every 10 years. So now you've got the death systems on and you're talking like 5%.
The what?
Yeah. Your blue you put in the
exhaust.
So, I mean, if we, you know, even if we order something, then that's at least 2 years difference between the two, you know. Well, it's not even just the trucks, like you said, now it's the loader and everything else. So, I mean, we can put in right now 100,000 if you think, and then we can look at our bottom line when we get all done and see if we can keep it there or not. It's whatever you guys think. You tell me. No, and we can justify it if anybody asks at the meeting.
Yeah, I certainly would put bump that grant.
Okay.
With future considerations of bumping it before we find the bottom line.
Need second truck. Grader. What was the third thing? Back.
I mean, we have an excavator. We don't use a road fire. But it's also some convenient tool that you kind of want to do the job. Hopefully, they're doing it. Yeah. Excavator,
Well, and the other thing is, if you're saying, like, say, every 7 years, when was John's truck purchased? Because it's paid for. So you're already going to be a hit stew. So eventually we'll do a third truck, you know, the way the rotation is going.
John's thought we may get a landscaper to buy out of that, and that's got a regular box.
Okay.
But these other trucks, why buy?
Oh, they're different. Okay.
I really want them.
Okay.
You get it set there and sell for 13.
Okay. What about... So we still have, I remember I was talking, Stan asking about something about his father's truck.
He wants to buy it.
So why don't we
get... So the one presently
oh, that's the one you're presently driving? Okay.
I'll sell it with my truck. And
he wants to drive the old one.
I didn't...
He wants the one to buy it.
Right. I didn't realize you were still driving it. I thought it was just sitting. You're still driving it? Okay.
He does
drive
it. Okay.
Okay.
It was the first 10 way, first new decent town truck we ever had.
Okay. I was thinking it was just sitting there, so. Okay. Yeah. Okay, vehicle communication. We had 2000 budget. I bumped it up to 2500 rate for projection only because don't they charge to install it on the new truck?
They will.
So I bumped it up and then I went back down to 2,000 for next year. Does that make sense?
Yeah, but you shouldn't have purchased.
Correct. It's just the installation. I don't know how much they charge us to install it. So I just put 500 in there for projection. Okay. Equipment, 1,000 for the small tools. Keep the same, you said. Same for uniforms. Equipment rental, you said keep the same. I don't know. That's what you're renting is the grader when it
when it breaks down, they choose the grader. We only pay for actual hours.
Okay. Well, we spent $6,300 last year.
So yeah. No, other than moving it and stuff.
Yes, I didn't watch moving it.
I'm just didn't know if we need to increase it from 2,000.
Well, hopefully, if we send it out there, we can get
them. Yeah. All right. We'll keep it there then. Street signs. We went.
That highway law or federal law or sign law. We're all up to date on that now.
We have them.
No, we're not. You know, it's a,
right. Other than the yacht.
It gets knocked down or whatever stuff gets stolen.
Okay.
Put a zapper on.
Someone takes it off, someone takes the water. He made a mistake putting on a tree stump. I thought it's in the back of the one zone right now.
Right.
You know, we put a small one up there on the street.
Ah.
We see where she was.
So, you suggest to keep the budget the same. I mean, that fluctuates based on necessity. The health insurance, I figured out with the actual numbers. Dental, 2,400. You have it going up, but dental has not been going up. It's actually been pretty flat. So I suggest we keep that 3,000 for both, because I did decrease for Sherry and Nora because it's been flat. So we're not expecting it to go up. Highway buildings, the phone, we're just here under 1,900. We have.
Telephones.
Yes.
Have we looked into, at our last regular meeting, looked at phones?
Yes. Yes. Nora, did you happen to call Fidium yet or no? Did she leave? Nora, you sleeping?
Oh, I was muted. Sorry. I'm talking away. Yes, I called and left a message. Not used to these things. Sorry.
It's okay.
I will follow up again tomorrow. I was on Zooms all day today, so I didn't have time to follow up today.
She was going to try to get an appointment where we could meet with somebody, get a rep in here, and even if, like, the library wanted to come, or even somebody from the Woodman, and we, you know, whatever, we could all kill five birds in one stone with the businesses in town.
Well, I think with what the service that we're getting out of Consolidated, which everybody I talked to that has, still has a landline is complaining. And their bills are, and their services are out. It's time to even move with Comcast or move with Fidium, or we need to look into something.
Well, the Fidium I got this from in the Woodman's email or thing. Yeah, so it says for 2 gig, which I'm assuming we would probably want. It's 100. I know, but and this is just internet, my understanding. It's Fidium, correct?
Right. It's, and so when I looked into it, there was for us, it was $20 a month more for the landline with our internet. And I don't know if it's $20 a month more for each landline. I'm not sure.
That's where Comcast really gets you, because I even looked into stuff with them, with Comcast, and it's like they get you because it's cheaper to do a bundle. If you start breaking out things, breaking out your telephone line and your cable and your internet, they charge you more than if you were just to bundle it.
But I have a suggestion, too. We can always get rid of the Lister's phone line, because right now we have three phone lines, and Sherry and I can't answer three phone lines. So because the calls do, we can make calls on the fax line. We can make calls on the fax line. So, and then there's a select board extension as well. So I'm not sure we need to be paying for that extra phone line as we go forward. I really don't, depending on what they charge.
The other thing we need to look at is how is the burglar alarm, fire alarm system? What line is that? Is that a separate dedicated line?
Yes.
Phone line, or how is that?
It has a separate phone line, dedicated.
We certainly could go through a cell phone call dial.
Yeah, that's all stuff we gotta look into. So it's kind of hard to say what we're going to be able to do.
The fire. Oh, sorry.
Better.
Okay.
Right. So I really don't know what to expect right now.
So how many phone lines do we actually have coming in here? Four or five?
In the town hall?
Yeah. Hold on. There's I think there's four because the fire line has its own. Then there's the fax 0188 and 0486.
Three.
Four. There's four.
There's four lines.
0188 is three halves of store. The, and then it became a blister. Blister needs that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's saying. She doesn't think we need that anymore. So no.
You can call out on the fax line.
So you have the 0486, which is the main line. What's 0464?
Fax line.
And 1985?
That's a dedicated for security.
Okay.
And then there's 0188, which is listers.
So the listers is $69 right now, plus I'm sure the taxes, all that. We have a charge on here for a labor charge of $80. Do we know what that's
about? I do, because they came to look at before we bought the router because we didn't know what the problem was with the Wi-Fi. So they came to look at it and charged us.
Okay.
Yep.
So, and then, of course, they've got all the damn fees and all that crap that they tack on top of it. Yeah, yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah.
Yes. They definitely get you on that. Because, yeah, it's $7.18 per line for that. So, I don't know.
It would be cheaper to use cell phones. For.
Yeah. Well, sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah.
So, right now, I just say we leave it where it is. Highway building, maintenance, you kept the same at 1,000. Electricity, we kept the same at 2,400. Miscellaneous, we kept the same. And highway building fund, up 10,000. We're going to need to go up 100 for that.
Well, I'm going to talk to Samantha once it's done. And maybe we can transfer over money again on the ballot.
What's that, Nora?
Once Samantha's done with the audit, we'll see where we're at because we got that extra money this year for the interest. And maybe we can put on the ballot to transfer over X amount of dollars to the highway fund like we did last year.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Did we ask to put in the highway fund or offset expenses?
We did both. We did highway fund and tax relief fund last year.
Yeah, because the rate we're going, it's going to be about 30 years for you to get that building. You'll never see it. Yeah. But we do need, I mean, I've said before, we do need to start thinking about that and get some just bullet points and maybe get a committee together or something to get the ball rolling. So looking for grants or something, you know, all that type of stuff. Because otherwise it's never going to get done. So.
Good. The grant doesn't come out until the fall.
Well, you're not going to be able to. Well, no, but the discussion things can start because we're going to have to get an architect and all that stuff. Right. That's, you're going to have to get an engineer and all that stuff. It's going to take some time. That's for sure. We were just talking about the highway building fund. Dave suggested going from 30,000 to 40,000. I said we need to go from 30 to 100. Actually, currently we have in that fund, I could have sworn I wrote that down, Nora. Where the hell did it go?
For what one's that? The building?
The highway building fund, yeah.
It's going to take me a minute, but I can get it for you.
That's odd. I don't know why it's not in here.
I wrote, can I just go on my computer? Well, I'm going to.
I want to say you said 300 something thousands in there.
I thought I said 350, but I could be wrong.
Something like 3 something. So
yes. Yep. 357, I think, Tammy.
Yeah, the highway building fund, which we know we're probably going to need at least $1 million for that. So. Huh? Problem is, yeah, well, the problem is the same with this building. Is you're going to have to go to the state with grants and it's going to cost you more money.
That's right.
$650,000. Well, I think that's the labor. I don't believe that's what there is.
That is. I'm not sure. That was, yeah.
367.5, Tammy.
All right, so you have 367.5 in there currently. David said increase it another 10, but We're waiting to find out how our audit ends up because the extra, if we have extra surplus, we could put it on the ballot to add that extra into here. We did last year though, too. Yeah, I know. I know. I know. So what do you want me, what do you want us to put for highway building fund right now for next year? What's everybody's thoughts? At least for the first pass.
I think we can get, it's pretty obvious we've got two buildings we've got to build. The salt shed, or the sand shed, or whatever you want to call it, heavy garage.
I thought we were talking about doing a different way with the salt shed. Well, right. I thought, right.
What I can gather, the aggravation of getting the grant to do a salt shed and talking to people who've done it, it was far easier to do what they did than to build it. You got it.
Right. So I don't know what the cost would be to have that done. But I have no idea what it would cost. But we could use some of this more on labor. Oh, you do that? But do you put up the roof and all that stuff? Well, that's what I mean. You got to have somebody to build that, right?
How long is Uber going to be involved? I
don't
know. They got a quantum. Now, this is not a way.
The roof, yes.
But who's got the one that's fabric itself?
Fabric.
West Rutland does. There's quality steel.
Well, if we get a quote on how much it would be to get her done, we can see where it falls and go from there. Right, I don't think we have much room to move things anyways with the river right there. Right, so.
Take half, we'll start with a light bulb on the back ramp. On that same part on the back, that's all clear over in here. So it's good base.
Well, I think we should just continue this discussion at another meeting and look for how we want to proceed with that. And if we should get a small committee together to do that, or if we can do it ourselves, or what. I don't know.
You can go through the ramp.
I don't think we want to. Right. Right. I think it's going to cost us way more than it should cost us to do that. So that's what I'm saying. Let's figure out. Right.
I think we need to pop up our 40,000.
Well, Dave said bump it to 40. It was 30.
Oh, I think we had a bump of 40.
Where do you want to go? What's your pleasure? I know what we want, but. Well, we know that. That's why he said it's going to be 30 years. 367,500. Okay. All right. That's what's in there right now. And that's it for the highway.
Thanks.
Thank you for staying. I appreciate that. At least we can get your input. We'll talk to you later. Nora, Dave said bye. She must be muted again. Yeah.
Bye. I can't get my mouse to work.
A little delayed there.
Little delay.
Should we wait here?
Yeah.
Well, I'll just leave it unmuted.
Okay. So, all right. I fear we'll just go back. We'll go through everything, then we'll circle back to salaries at the end. Is that okay with everybody?
Well, why don't we just do these last few?
That's what I mean. We'll go back and do these last few, then we'll talk about salaries later. Okay.
Yes.
Yep. So where did I leave off? Was it town clerk? No?
Oh,
yes.
Oh, you want to finish that page? I can do that. That's
I
fine.
Just
okay. Gotcha. Okay, hold on. Let me get back down there. All right, so we have other building. So town maintenance, other town building. We have budget 21,000. Projections stay the same, and we went down to 19,225. Hold on, I got that here somewhere. Other buildings. Oh, I think we decreased the sum because we did the floors in the library. So we have the porta potty at the Delaney Park, which is 1,000. We have mowing for everything, and parking lot at the trail. Did we ever do that? This must be. This is probably an old note. That's why I was asking. Cemetery. Oh, you know what? This is the breakdown for how much the cemetery. That's what it is. Okay, so we have 15,000 in there for mowing. Do we know how much do we have a contract with that? Do we know how much it is? This past year?
We just signed a new contract.
Is 15 to cover it?
Yeah, it used to be 12. I think it went to 15.
Did he say he wasn't raising his rate next year?
Yeah, we have a 3-year contract.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Lakeside Park Garden Spring and Fall Cleanup. We have at $500 that Brian does, unless somebody volunteers. Library had in there for $2,725. And theirs was. Shoveling at 500, window washing and curtain cleaning of 1,000, ramp. This is they have the ramp for power wash, stain, and board repairs of 1,000, and then heat pump cleaning of $225 because that's supposed to be done every year and hasn't been. I didn't honestly look at the ramp that close, but I think what we got, we won't. Need to replace it for a couple years if you think the board's okay. And actually, we have enough material to put another thing down for another year, even if they tear it up this year, which usually I would think it would last a couple of years, but who knows? Depends on how they shovel. And you really don't want to wash it or power wash and stain it until you pull that all up again. So I don't know what do you guys think? I mean, they've got $1,000 in there for the ramp. That's the only thing I wasn't sure about. Do we just keep it in there and doesn't necessarily mean ramp? If there's something else that comes up, we have it in there.
I would leave yourself a cushion, yes, Tammy.
Yeah. I think I'll just leave it in here as a cushion, though, for whatever.
The other thing I actually noticed is having a wreath and pretty soon. It's been, you know, it's got to be 7 or 8 years since we painted it.
The whole building?
Might be able to get away with the trim, but the windows are starting to get pretty full. I mean, the door, I'm going to tuck it in the wall.
Well, I'm going to do twice $1,275 to bring it up to 3,000 then, because I think that's like what we had last year to keep it even. Let me just see what I am. 95. What did we have last year? Oh, we had 21,000. Do we want to keep it at 21,000 or do we want to try to decrease it some?
I mean, last year, when did we paint this book?
I have no idea. I wasn't on the board. But that's under a different bucket. The ramp. We had, or not ramp. We redid the floors last year and it went in last year's. Well, no. But we had the mowing. The 15,000 is the mowing.
Yeah, and the 6 hours.
No.
Yeah.
Do you want me to keep the budget at 21,000?
Yeah, we'll
look it up. Does that, can that number roll if there's extra, if we don't use it?
No. Nope.
Okay. All right, so I'll leave it at 21,000 then. Hold on. 15. All right, what's our next one? Transfer station. All right, let's go over labor right now. Materials. We bumped that up to 2,100. That's for the porta potty and the pest control based on current rates. Look, why was it? You're going to check to see why it's 4,000 last year, right, Nora?
Yeah.
Shit.
Sorry. 4,000 last year.
Yeah.
If you give me 1 minute, I can tell you.
Electrical problems for one thing.
Yeah, hold on.
That's ramp problems for another.
That's for the transfer? Did we have to buy a new porta? No, that was the delaying part.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Signs?
That was your grant, wasn't it?
That was my grant, so some of that might have been offset with the grant then. I think that's what it was. Yeah, I think it was the signage and then it offset with the grant. That's, I'm pretty sure that's what it was, Nora.
Okay.
The phone, it was $700 budget. It's gone up for this. Well, last year it ended up almost 825. So we did 850 for projection and we did 900 for next year just because it came going up a little bit and we're just not sure what the heck we're doing yet. So we really don't have anything to put in. Huh?
Electricity fires.
Oh yeah, we kept that 500.
Yeah, we did some money to Curtis Lumber as well, and then Awesome Graphics.
Yeah, that was for the lumber to put the signs up.
Yep. Yep.
All right. In Rutland County tax, Nora said to keep it the same. So if we go back up to, I think we were town clerk, I think. All right. Health the same, or the health is based on what I had for actuals. Dental, we dropped down a little bit to 850 from 1,000 because that's about what's been running. $100 kept the same for the mileage. For the salary, we'll come back to that. I'm administrative assistant, that salary as well. Heat in the town office, we have a $2,500 budget. We spent about $1,200 last year, so we're saying about $1,500 this year. And just to be safe, we figured $2,000 next year, so it's still $500 less budget to budget. The phone, we don't freaking know on that one.
I'll try to get on that.
Yeah, we're going, but right now it's going up a little bit, so we've got it based on what it's projected to be. If we annualize it, and then we just give it a little bit more. So if we find out something before we have to submit this, we can change it. Maintenance town office, we kept the same. Because like you, and what we have in that, let me see. Don't know. That's under, I think, admin. No, town office. So what we have under there is change oil in the generator. Inspect for fire, the inspections for the fire extinguishers, cleaning the flower beds and mulch, is 950 if Brian does it. Pressure washing the building, cleaning the windows twice a year, deep cleaning inside, that's 1,000.
Yes, I miss it.
What? Yeah. But this was before, I think, in case you can't do it, it's kind of in the budget. So it saves us money if you do do it, but it's still in there. But we don't necessarily, we haven't been pressure washing the building. And clean the windows. Do we do that once a year?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
You do? All right. So, and I know we need to, oh, that's down below. So anyways, we have $1,000 in there for whatever. Furnace cleaning, we have in here for $200. Carpet shampooing, we tend to do once a year, I believe, for $300.
Yes. Yep, Brian.
And shoveling of the walkway, it's $750. We have estimated. Put in for it. And then we have miscellaneous in here of $2,500. You know, we purchase salt for the walkways and or whatever might come up. So that's approximately 6,000. Any questions on that? Okay. Electric, we dropped down to 2,000 for next year. It was under 2,000 last year. So we dropped the budget by 300. Town building fund, that's currently at 16,000. This is just a fund that we used to put $2,500 in each year. We dropped it to 500 just because we haven't been using it just to, in case a furnace goes or something like that. So figured we'd keep it at 500. Are we okay with that? And security, we spent 570 last year. We projected that for this year and just bumped it to 600 for next year. Elections, we only have two elections next year, so we dropped it from 3,500 to 3,000 for next year. Yes, March and is it November? When's the second?
Well, there'll be a primary for the states.
States primary. Yeah. And the 3,500 is really being offset with a grant this year, but obviously it's you have the expense into to offset it. No. Auditors, 10,500. As far as we know, that won't change. Lister's salary, that's 45% of Sherry. Professional assessor services, 10,500. We don't believe that's going to change. I think Nora's just going to double check with John. Lister's mileage kept at 100. Reappraisal, we looked at how much we spent last time, what it might be, and how often, and we decided to do 10,000 a year. You don't think we're going to pay for it? Nora, if the state takes over the appraisal, are we paying for it? Or she hasn't heard anything
about. We don't know anything. They just didn't say a word. So if we have to do it in 6 years, I'd like to have some money to do it. I don't know.
It's an unknown right now. It's not definite. So that's why. Well, right.
Where do you happen to know where we are CLA-wise? I can't believe we're going to be able to get away as long as we did the last time. The way properties values themselves.
Isn't that crazy?
No, I think he asked for the CLA, but it is crazy right now because everything's still selling so nuts. So we may be required to do it sooner than 6 years.
Well, I have a note in here that appraisal was $100,000 and need to do every 6 years. Current fund has $44,000, but that was last year, I think. So it'd be $54,000. Need to gradually increase this to $20,000 over time. So it sounds like we're supposed to be increasing this to $20,000. So maybe we should do 15 this year. to get to what we need to have.
Let me follow up with John and see if they've heard anything on what's going on with the state.
Okay. I'm going to put 15 in here, though, right now.
Okay.
If we're supposed to gradually increase it. But I'll highlight it that you're going to look into that. Dues and subscriptions, it was over 8,000 last year because some things went up. So our budget was 6, so we're increasing it to 8,100 based on actual, huh? Yeah. Enough. Yep. Library, heating went down because she has the new heating thing. But obviously electric has gone up. So the heat in the library, we dropped to 500. The phone looks like came in about 800. And it jumped up their phone electric and all that. So they're projecting 1130 on those. Nora, are you there?
Yeah.
Why did their phone jump again?
Because they raised the rates.
That high?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Well, I figured depending on what we find out from Fidium and all that, then I'll call on Consolidated if we need to on that after. And the electric was about 1,800 last year. So we projection, we bumped it to 2,000 and 2,200 the following year.
I think a big problem with electric is that we see a heat pump 365.
But the door's open. Right. But I guess we have a discussion on that one.
That's why your heating goes less because you're on electric all the time.
So do you think I should keep it 2,000 for projection and budget and not increase the budget and talk to them? It came in at a little under 1,800 last year.
Yeah, I think it'll take another month.
So we'll keep 2,000. All right. I'll put 2,000 then. Law enforcement. We've been law enforcement constable salary. 28,000 is what we've been having and pre-buying and all that good stuff.
What does it come out to be paying out?
We haven't paid out yet anything this year because we pre-bought. Well, last year we did the 28 because we pre-bought to bring it up.
We have a credit. Yes, we have a credit.
That's why it's exactly, yeah.
There you go. Yeah, his rate went up too this year.
Yep. Yeah, I remember that. So keep it the 28. Yeah.
As pointed out, I've talked to Tommy Camino. And I've talked to Bill Humphries. Bill is obviously moved out of state, but he's still he's a full time law officer in the state. Tommy Camino has been doing some work for Cooper. He's a certified officer. I haven't talked with him to work for us, but I had the thought that it might be something to look into to see. I have no idea what the charges per hour. There's another fellow that's working for Cooper and in a couple other towns around here.
What about Dave?
I don't think Dave is.
Okay. Well, I think if we bring on one of them, and since we haven't really been spending the whole amount on the sheriffs, then we probably would be okay keeping the budget neutral, wouldn't you say?
It's just maybe when we get a situation
Yeah.
and we need somebody quickly, I don't think it ought to go. How you would dispatch them if you can't, tell so-and-so to call.
Right.
Well, in case of emergency, we should have enough funds to take care of.
Well, can't you still be like 911 and all that stuff up?
Well, yeah, for that, but I'm thinking, for instance, just
Right.
Mickey Mouse situation you had at the library. If you'd have called, if one of these guys was willing to come this way, you called at 7 o'clock and said, "We got an issue." I mean, it's a 5 minute drive or a 10 minute drive from their house, but was it worth calling?
What little bit we get back from ticket sales, I should take care of an emergency like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just.
So
Like I say, I haven't talked to him, but it was just, I didn't realize Tommy was doing anything other than Paul as regular job.
we shouldn't have to budget for it.
Craig Watrous, I just happened to run into him, and he used to work in Manchester, and he worked in Bombville. I used to see him all the time. I had seen him a couple of years. He was, they had their own vehicle, and their vehicles outfitted. Just a back burner.
Yeah, I think it would be a good idea. We talked about having somebody in the meeting.
Still,
as a sheriff's salary. You never know. Lately, it's been around us, that's for sure. Okay, but I still think we're okay with the 20 because we don't normally spend it every year because we pre-buy, so I think we have that extra if we need to anyways. Would you agree? Right. All right, Poundary talk we talked with Dave about. Fire, keep that at 300 for whatever equipment they need. And we did everything else. So, oh, there it is where it says the highway building fund. I knew I'd put it somewhere there, Nora.
You wrote it down, yeah, exactly.
So, salaries. Last year, we did 4% salaries for everybody and Nora at 3%. Nora has stated that she will go without a raise this year, this coming year. And she suggests we put a little bit more toward Sherry to get her more where she should be aligned with if we choose to. But she is okay with not having a raise next year. Last year we did a 4%.
Depends who you ask.
I don't know.
Depends which politician you ask.
Right.
And what's the government thing?
Let me look.
The feds are saying about 4. Whatever it is.
It's like
inflation rate 2024. Inflation rate for 2024 is 2.6%, they're saying. Around 2% they're saying in 25. Hold on. Google helps. 4.12, so it's gone down. So they're estimating 2% for next, it would be next budget season.
Yeah, but that's
Yeah, but that's just inflation. I mean, we're not talking, you know, you kind of look at both together.
Inflation is across everything.
Correct. Yep.
You go to the grocery store, grocery didn't go up for
Yep.
about 25%.
Yeah. Yeah. So what is, I know the hospital's done 3%. I just know it's a big organization.
What do they have a merit raise system? There's something
So that's the merit. That's 3%. Then if they kind of do analysis on positions, the position names and surrounding areas and to see if we're in line with other places. And then those positions that are not where they should be, they will do an inflation on those, which doesn't always get done as much, but everybody's merit is 3%.
you get a book every year. I don't know. Is that out yet, Nora?
Yes, I have it with me, remember, because I have to look some stuff up. But all of our positions, when we looked at it before, we're well below a lot of the other folks, even with the insurance rates. So, especially the guys as well in Sherry. Not as many people have the libraries like we do. You know, they have more of a full-time librarian.
Is there any chance, Nora, that you could pick up some like-sized towns and send us their highway guys' rates?
Does it give you the rates or just their total salaries?
No, I
No, I believe it does rates. Would you like me to do
can't.
the assistants as well that are full time?
What's that?
Do you want to do the assistants as well? They're
Yeah,
full time?
I just would be curious, like, maybe a town like Benson, Orwell. I don't know where Pollock fits in the picture.
Well, so a lot of those towns have other people, like Pollock pays somebody else to do a lot of the work that Sherry and I do. So a lot of that's extra as
No, I
well.
mean as far as highway guys. Yeah, you'd have to pick out a town. Pollock has a municipal guy, Joe Rosenthal in office, I believe it's I can't think of her name.
Poultney, you mean, right? Poultney. Is that who you mean?
No, Paul.
I thought Jonas did Poultney. He did Pollock
He did
too?
Pollock too, yeah.
Paul has been here.
Oh, I
Yeah,
didn't
I'll
know
look.
that.
He became Paul,
Oh, I didn't know that.
administrative assistant
Okay.
or whatever.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, I'll look into that in the next couple of days before the meeting.
Yeah, if you
Yeah,
could before next
just kind
Tuesday.
of pick some towns that more similar size us.
Huh?
The other thing you got to watch with the highway guys is, like, for instance, Fairhaven, they're union. And there's a couple other towns around that are union. I think West Rutland is union. So just something that some kind of towns around here to compare to us.
Okay.
Excuse me. And then the library, we would do the same percentage. Is that what we usually do? Right? Do we usually determine that one, right? Okay. So we will pause on this until Tuesday's meeting and then pick that back up or I mean, I can put in just say 3% right now. I'm just saying that just to say that. And if Nora gets some of the other answers to it, we can look at what the whole budget looks like overall for a percent increase just to, as a base and then go from there. Or I could put 4% in as a base or, you know what I mean? Just so I can play with the numbers some if you guys want. Do you want me
I
to just
think
put
4% is fair, Sherry or
let
Tammy.
me just put four, because that's what we did last year.
Yeah.
But it's, and like Nora, thank you, Nora said she'll stay at the same. And I can put that in a spreadsheet. And then there was a couple things you were checking up on, Nora. If you are able to get them to me, text me
Absolutely.
when you do email that to me, because if I can do it over the weekend or something, if you get to it, that's
Yeah, I'll
fine.
get to it tomorrow.
And then I can at least see where we're at when we come to our meeting on Tuesday.
And Nora,
Absolutely.
I'll get a hold of Wade. Masumer get his feelings on our insurance situation and where that's going. And he's probably going to make an audit here pretty quick. We can get a hold of that Fidium outfit. That would be a step in the right direction, too.
Yes, I'll do Fidium this week as well, again.
And when's the insurance come up for renewal? We just did it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Is there anything else you guys want to discuss tonight? Right. I mean, with the budget. Are we good?
Yeah.
Good start.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it was January, like, Jesus, she did send us the dates. Was it 15th around
it's
there?
It's got to be like the 14th or 15th, yes, because the petitions are due the 16th. So we need it all before that, well before that, yes.
Yeah, because I need to be able to put it into a format for her and everything else. Oh, I know what I want to do, which is still the budget. I have a couple pictures here that I did uncover for the loons. I just didn't know. You guys would have to look on here, though, with me. To see if you like any of them, and if we like a certain one, we can get a permission from somebody. Let's see. Because I asked on the lake if anybody had any, and so some of them added their pictures in to help me, you know, help us.
I think you should have your budget by the 30th meeting, to tell you the truth.
We'll try, Nora. That would be my goal. But
the next one's not till the 13th.
Right. Well, we might have to have another meeting too.
Okay.
All right, Don, are you seeing these too?
Yeah.
You got some too?
Pictures.
Okay. For the cover or for the building?
No, on the website.
Okay. All right, so here's some of the loon pictures. Sorry, Nora, I know.
I can't see them. That's okay.
Well, actually, I can show.
No, I've got them on. I saw a bunch of them on the website, so all the loon ones are very nice. Yep.
Green. Yeah, that's got that one there.
There's another one I like better, I think.
That's greeny again.
What's the water, I think, right? The back. That one's beautiful. That's the last one I have.
Go back to the one with the little one.
And I like the little one, but I really like that one. I don't know which little one you want.
The first little one here. No. Yeah, see that's how it kind of one with the bird sitting in the grass.
Yeah, but that's supposed to be blurred back there. That's the way the picture.
No, I understand.
Oh, okay. This one you mean? Yeah, and their eyes are red. It's not.
I did this shit for 20 years before I moved up here.
No, I know. I pulled what they were showing me because I didn't want to make the decision on my own. I know. I kind of like, I would say the grass or this one, I kind of like with both babies. But I didn't know if either keep digging or if that. Yeah. So I think the only, this one I think is very pretty.
So can you get these pictures to come off of that smart?
Do you like this one or no?
Yeah, that's the one. That's the best picture there.
All right. Let me see if I can get it okay from the person that took it first. I think
she... What's the name?
No, it was a different girl.
The guy in the light?
No. I posted on the light. I have to look. I asked on the Lake St. Catherine page about it. Nope.
Finer. That's who I was trying
no,
to
it was not him, that one. Yeah, they had some nice ones that popped up.
I don't know, these won't come off.
So, let's see. I gotta look because I know They tag me in it. Maybe it's in a different screen.
Oh, Captain Jack is not good.
Wait a minute. Okay. So are we good with this meeting? Do you want to make a motion? Should I make a motion? We adjourn this meeting. Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Yep.
All right, motion. Pass. Closing on the meeting.